Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein online for Wednesday, February 14th, 2007, the only Valentine's Day 2007 in the history of humanity. Let us continue to keep that in mind and make it a great one. Welcome in on this Valentine's Day, and happy Valentine's Day to you and yours, and a very happy Valentine's Day to Mr. Michael Williams, who is in studio with us again tonight. Michael, happy VD Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too, and everybody that's tuning in tonight.
We're so happy to have you wherever you are logging in from around the world. Do they have Valentine's Day in other parts of the planet, or is that just an American thing?
Actually, I think that is celebrated more around the world than a lot of our other holidays. Of course, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving Day, you know.
Clearly, they are not as spiritual as religious.
At least not on the day we celebrate it. Canadians have a Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, but it's not on...
Not on the right day.
It's not on the right day.
And for that, we should get some calls. I hope.
And we are going to be taking your calls because, as you know, we have our one dedicated phone line that most Wednesday nights Michael is on. So we're only able to take emails, but during these last few weeks, while Michael's been in town here in the greater Tampa Bay region, we have had him live in studio. So we'll be able to take your calls tonight, and we will at 813-425-5773. 813-425-5773. Get on the phone, and we definitely want to hear from you on this Wednesday night. And we are commencing a new effort here on the Mike Williams Gospel Revolution webcast. It is our winter pledge drive, and although it does not seem quite like winter here in Florida, we know where many of you are listening from tonight, it is very winterish, and we hope you are staying warm and safe in wherever you are listening from. But the winter pledge drive, ladies and gentlemen, is a three-week effort, and we're over the next 21 days, our goal is to raise $2,500. And frankly, we have got to have a pickup in the donations. This is a 501c3 corporation in the United States, tax deductible. And we need help, don't we, Michael?
Yay. It is definitely that. I mean, this is where we need our, at least our little electronic crowd to start cheering or something. Yay!
Exactly. Because, you know, we talked about the fact that we only have one dedicated phone line. Well, we'd like to be able to have Michael on the phone wherever he happens to be calling in, and we'd like to be able to take calls all the time. That costs money. It costs money to produce the CDs and DVDs. And by the way, if you go to www.gospelrevolution.com, you will see that we have new featured series called The Fruits of Self-Righteousness. It's a two-DVD and two-CD series. There's also a new teaching single CD called Attaining Perfection. And for those of you that will donate $100 during the Winter Pledge Drive, you can opt to have that as our thank you gift, free of charge, free shipping, $100. And here's how we want this to work. Right now, we are taking donations at www.gospelrevolution.com. You simply go to the website, click on donations, and then make your choice. It will ask you to give a credit card. But as you do that, and we need you to do that, whether you are listening live or you're listening on the archives, we need you to go to the website at www.gospelrevolution.com. Make a pledge or make a donation, and then email us and let us know that you've done that at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. Webcast@gospelrevolution.com, or you can call us. We would love to hear from you, and you can include a question with the amount that you are giving tonight. If you want to send a donation, and we would like verification of that too via the email at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. And we're going to keep track. We have a goal tonight of raising $833. That's our goal. And we know that there are some people out there that can do that with one swipe of their credit card. Can do that with one check. It will hurt you not at all. And we want Mike to take people's questions tonight, and we're going to do that as time permits. But for the next 3 weeks, we are really focusing on raising the awareness of you beautiful humans out there that this effort needs money to continue to operate and to continue to flourish. We have a number of people, including Michael and myself, Hazel Williams, Tim Pruitt, our webmaster, David Manley, our duplicator, all who are volunteers. And nobody expects to make a living at this except for Michael, frankly. And he has not been doing that, have you, Michael?
If this is called making a living, it's slim picking at the moment.
This is not a country music, sir. This is an effort. We're literally, we laugh about it, we joke about it. But, Mike, why don't you just take a few moments and explain to the folks the evolution, if I can use that word, that occurred when you were starting out in the ministry. When did you start out in the ministry? How did that happen, and how did that progress?
Oh, my goodness. We're going back to actually a lot of years ago. But when I got involved in the Word of Faith movement and proceeded to become a popular and noted speaker, that would have been in 1974. And automatically through a testimony, I was kind of thrown on the stage, and from there began to increase as far as people listening to what I had to say. And of course, in a evangelical world where the entire basis and validation of whether or not the cross is true being validated by change, of course, that's what my whole testimony was, and it's also what everybody's testimony was that the cross is real because I have changed. So changing was the big deal, and it seems as though if you can tell people that you have changed, that I really don't know what it is, but there's a validation there that they are willing to just kind of almost throw money at you for. And so it started then, actually, in 1974. And by the end of the 70s, of course, I had become a noted teacher and was traveling and all the way through the 80s. Doing seminars in, a lot of the places. I mean, all of the, I was on the 700 Club with Pat Robertson. I'm not saying that as something that people should give me kudos for. In fact,
it's just a fact.
It's just a fact. And then, of course, TBN, platforms and stages around the world.
And then the money started coming in.
Yeah, it started coming in, and the very popular speaker right now, Joel Osteen, I spoke at his father's church years ago, and everyone was telling me basically where Joel Osteen is today was supposed to be my future. Because everyone that heard me really were able to connect with me as a speaker, because for some reason I've always done that well, almost regardless of what it was I was speaking on. And but as I started learning more about the gospel, the more I started speaking about the gospel of grace and peace.
All right, well, back up for a second here.
Okay, reverse.
Yes. All right, you're on the 700 Club. You're on TBN. You're on the largest stage in evangelical Christianity.
That's true.
And the money's coming in. You begin to pastor your own churches.
I did that also.
And you made a significant living doing this.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
At the height, Michael, of your professional ministry career, if you will, what kind of monthly income were you bringing in?
Well, I was making about $10,000 a week, actually. So And, you know, in today's standards for Benny Hinn and people like that, $10,000 a week doesn't even pay for their airplane, you know.
Right, so, right. But
for me, it was a poor boy from Tennessee, $10,000 a week. And I think most everybody listening, or by anybody's standards, that's a lot of money.
Even today.
Even today, that's a lot of money. But that all began to change as I started speaking openly about the gospel of grace and the gospel of peace. And, you know, I was thinking about this just today, Glenn, you know, that the only two things called the gospel are never preached in most churches, and that is the gospel of peace and the gospel of grace. It is amazing, but as I started speaking the gospel of peace and the gospel of grace, the less I started being invited into churches, and the things began to decline financially at that point because of my stand for the fact that, you know, that this was not a mixture of the ministry of Moses and the ministry of Jesus, that the ministry of Jesus actually did away with the ministry of Moses because the ministry of Moses was successful. It's not to say that the ministry of Moses failed. The ministry of Moses was completely successful in the reason that it was given, but it was fulfilled. It's done. The ministry of the prophets, done. The law, the requirements of the law, fulfilled. And the more that I began to speak that, and I never will forget this, as far as finances is concerned, the one thing that I knew was going to hurt me. I knew it was going to hurt me financially, and I knew that there was going to be churches that on this point that would turn away completely. And that's when I first began to speak up about the issue of the tithe, that the tithe was explicitly and completely an Old Testament rule and an Old Testament law, and it had absolutely nothing to do with the giving of pertaining to the new covenant. So as I begin to share that and the fact that the tithe was not required, and you know, and of course I taught about the difference between Paul, you know, I couldn't tell people that the tithe was a requirement when the number one person who had a revelation of the gospel and wrote, you know, 2/3 of the New Testament never mentioned tithing throughout his entire teaching.
Well, and this has become the problem.
Yeah.
Let's cut to the chase here. We have a message of fulfillment in Christ, and that includes the tithe, and those that have received the gospel, frankly, are not required by God, nor are they blessed by God, if they give into this effort. Yet we still need the money, and mm-hmm. because all this stuff costs money. That's the society that we live in, and this is why we're in the midst of and the beginnings of the Winter Pledge Drive for the Gospel Revolution and Mike Williams Media, is because we need money to continue this. And Mike, the money dried up for you, didn't it? I mean, it literally to the point where you're on the verge of being broke.
Oh, it's not on the verge. it's called broke. Yes.
And you know, we're going to talk about this, ladies and gentlemen, as we go on, and we're going to take donations tonight at www.gospelrevolution.com. If you do that online, and we're asking you to do that online, as we have a goal of $833 tonight, as over the next 21 days we try to raise $2,500. It doesn't sound like much, and it really isn't much compared to the amount of people that listen to this and that have been touched by this message, but we absolutely have got to start somewhere.
Yes.
And we're also going to take your calls at 813 tonight. That's area code 813-425-5773. We're going to take your pledges and your donations. We're asking you, as you donate online, or if you can send a check payable to Mike Williams Media to P.O. Box 572, Olney, Illinois, 62450. Isn't that the zip code?
That's correct.
62450, and call us, email us, and let us know what you're doing. Right now, we do have a caller online. We have Pep calling from Wisconsin, who has donated and pledged $100 tonight.
Oh, thank you, Pep.
Pep, how are you this evening?
Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Pep.
How's hey, Pep.
You got the dogs in tonight there, Peppy, in Wisconsin?
I do have the dogs in. Whenever it gets below, 25, 30 degrees, they can come in. and tonight the chill factor is down around 15 below with the wind.
Well, you got another call, Pep?
I am just going to put it on hold.
Good. Well, listen, thank you so much for your generosity. Our goal is $833 tonight. Pep has donated $100, so now we're down to $733.
Thank you.
And Pep, say hello to Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Pep. How you doing?
Well, I'm keeping warm here. I got my wood stove cranked up, and I just wanted to say to you that the profound understanding that of our that this gospel message gives the world about our equality, it's one of the things that really strikes me that can really unify the planet.
Yes.
There's such division in the religious world to the point of course, again, killing each other, as history has so often shown. But this is just something that has to be gotten out to the world, and I wish you the best of luck. I hope you can raise
Thank
all
you.
The money that's needed for at least your voice to be heard.
I appreciate that, Pep. Yes, it is. And that's exactly what I am persuaded of. Or I would have given up this effort a long time ago if this was just another doctrine or to start another church or something. But, you know, anyone can assess me to be of any state of mind that they'd like. But I agree with you. I am absolutely persuaded that the greatest hope that we have is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that gospel being the gospel of peace and the gospel of grace, which, as you so well put, is this equality issue, because that's the only place, you know, when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, there's only one way that the fruit of the Spirit can operate, and that's where equality exists. So if we're expecting to see love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, patience, and temperance, it can only flow to that which is equal. It never flows to something that is not equal with it.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that we get it from Jesus. I mean,
yes.
This is the reason we get it from God is because we are now equal with Him in a state of righteousness. We couldn't receive His love, His grace, all of these fruits, if you will, and qualities of the characteristic of God Himself. But the only way we can receive that is because Jesus placed us on equal footing with God Himself in righteousness. And we can pass it on to others exactly because of the reason that you pointed out, and it's that magnificent term, equality.
Pep, you know, you are from a similar background as Michael and myself in the Word of Faith movement, and we have a particular conundrum here, because here, on the one hand, in the churches that we came out of, they said the only way to be blessed financially by God was to give into that church. And we're not saying that. So why, as a person that has decided to donate tonight $100 to this winter pledge drive, how can we motivate people, do you think, Pep, to be able to loose their funds so that this effort can continue, all the while admitting that a blessing from God is not going to necessarily come because they're giving into it?
Well, you know, if a person is being encouraged to give, ultimately, with the idea of getting something back, I guess we'd have to question whether that's really giving. And, of course, we'll take it whether it's giving or not, right, to promote the truth. But I guess it's the motivation is much purer, other than just, you know, giving in order to appease God or get something in return. As far as motivation, I think we simply appeal to what is the right thing to do. If we want to make the world better, this is the foundation from which we can springboard to make the world better, when people can see themselves as no better and no worse than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And what better place to start that than it has to start in the heart of man. And that can be reached through the gospel.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And the fact of it is because we explain in the gospel with great clarity, there is neither reward nor curse with giving or not giving. We do cover both of those. You're neither rewarded for giving nor cursed because you don't. You're right, Pep. It gets down to a heart issue, and that is, where is your heart? Because if you don't have those motivations of I'm going to get something out of it, or I'm not going to get under any duress from God if I don't, then it really does come down to what is the motivation of the heart. I mean, even in sharing this gospel, it really struck me to the heart, because I know that God's not going to necessarily be on my side helping me because I preach this gospel, but I also know that he is not going to be against me if I quit. So
he's also not going to be against you if you do preach it.
Absolutely. Neither that's a non-issue.
Right.
So I really can connect with what you're saying about the giving from the money aspect of it, because I give my life to this thing called the gospel. And even though I know, I never will forget coming to that point of realizing that I could quit. I can quit. And God's opinion of me isn't going to change at all. And it gave me a revelation of my own heart, and it is such a pure thing. It is a beautiful thing to really find that motivation of your heart. And for me, in giving into this gospel, it has been to stick with it and to share it because it's what I want to do. So the same thing is what you're explaining tonight. The only thing that giving does is really it does reveal the heart. It reveals the heart as to what we what our true motives are in this. We can say a lot. You know, people can tell me and everybody else that this message has changed their lives. But the fact of it is, if you keep your pocketbook closed, it speaks volumes.
Point well taken, and we're going to be talking more about this. Pep, thank you so much for your generosity.
Thank you, Pep.
Well, Pep, can you hold on the line? Patrick needs to talk to you.
Okay, Glenn?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I...
No, put him back on, Pat. Pep, are you still there? Pep?
Pep is gone.
Did we lose him? Pep?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry you got cut off for a second. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that I pledged another $100 as well over the next month or so to help.
Thank you very, very much. We so appreciate that, Pep. And thanks for getting us going in the right direction tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'll hang on.
Hold on for Pat, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Pat.
That's Pat from Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen. Not only donating $100, but also pledging an additional $100. That's what we're talking about, is we get this winter pledge drive for the Gospel Revolution, Mike Williams Media, underway here on Glenn Klein Online. And momentarily, our phone line will be available at 813-425-5773, 813-425-5773. So if you do get a busy signal, just call back momentarily. Patrick Jones, our producer and engineer, another one of the volunteers for the Gospel Revolution webcast, will be taking your call. We want you guys to make a donation tonight. Either email us the donation amount and your address and that you're sending it to the P.O. Box on the Gospel Revolution website, or that you're donating it via the Gospel Revolution website. That's what Pep did. You just click on the donations, and it gives you your options. For a $100 gift or more, you can receive a free CD copy of the brand new teaching series, Attaining Perfection. www.gospelrevolution.com. Click on donations and let us know here at the webcast, which the email address is webcast@gospelrevolution.com, that you have done that. The email address, once again, webcast@gospelrevolution.com. Well, that gets us going, Mike.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, you made the point that people have often told you that this message has changed their lives.
Yes.
And yet you do not hear from them financially. And you made a very strong point. You said if people do not open up their checkbooks or take out their credit cards, that says something about how much they feel that this really has impacted their lives.
Yes, absolutely. I can say that with clearness of heart, because my commitment to this gospel and sharing it, and I'm virtually committing all of my financial resources to it, because the effort I could be using to put into something else to bring into income, to bring in income, I give everything to this gospel. And I'm not, you know, I had to, I tell you what, to do this tonight, Glenn, I really had to look up some stuff and see how Paul dealt with this. And, you know, there was times he just laid it right on the line. And he said, you know, he told people he was ashamed of them for not taking up their part in this, in the gospel. And, you know, he was very direct about it. He never, ever, ever, ever condemned them in the eyes of God, or ever let make them feel less than in the eyes of God. But he did let them know, you're letting me down. And and there are people who have stuck with me in this, but Glenn, there's people who've really let me down.
Why don't you, and we're going to get to some of your email questions, and if you'd like to call tonight, Mike is in studio with us, and the number is 813-425-5773, 813-425-5773. And we just got another donation in from John, which we really appreciate. He did not send the amount, but I'm going to resend him an email, Michael.
Oh, wonderful.
And ask him exactly what he did. And Michael, explain to us what you've experienced in people's living rooms as you've gone around speaking to people. People of great means who have basically promised to help, yes, but never did.
Well, yeah, that's it. You know, it's and over the last couple of years, you know, of course, the only place that I've gone really has been, you know, people's homes, and then people visit them. My goodness, the reports that I get back are that lives are changed. I mean, people weep over the impact in their lives, and yet months and months and months and months and sometimes years go by and we virtually never hear from them again on any level of a financial gain or a financial support to the thing that they say not only has changed their life, they truly believe that this is the only hope that the world truly has. And Glenn, there's a breakdown here, and I have to take responsibility for this in my failure to communicate this. Now, I'm taking a shot in the dark by saying the things. Now, the fact of it is, nobody has heard me say the things I'm saying tonight about people coming through. And, you know, let's put your money where your mouth is and where your heart is, more than your mouth, your heart. Because this is a vitally important message, and I'm not saying that from my. I'm saying back on this broadcast tonight what I have heard with my ears from people's hearts, not just from their mouth. And yet, in so many cases, I leave an area, and we just don't hear from anybody. And we let them know. We get out these little papers that say, you know, you can write this down and let us know how much you're going to give, and some people have, and thank you, those that have done that, which is just a minute handful. You just don't realize how few people do this. And the thing that we have to consider is, you know, and people say, well, I'll do it when I think about it, because freedom is a very wonderful thing. But in the power of freedom, we have to take up the responsibility of that freedom. Because, you know, a paycheck, you know, most everybody who's listening to me, they have a paycheck coming in. What if your paycheck didn't come in for 2 months? What would that do? You know, it makes life just virtually impossible. And that's what I'm saying, is that that's where I am as the person who has shared this gospel with most all of our listeners, for sure. And the people who click on the website, I mean, people tell me they've not heard anybody explain it in the way that I do or as well as I do. The compliments bring tears to my eyes, but those compliments don't put any money toward the effort of sharing this gospel.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Glenn Klein Online. This is the Gospel Revolution Winter Pledge Drive. That's Michael Williams. We're asking you, whether you're listening live on this particular Wednesday night, on Valentine's night, or you're listening to the archive, we are trying to raise $2,500 in the next 21 days. Tonight we're trying to raise 833. We're down to 733 as we had a $100 donation come in from Pepin, Wisconsin. We're going to be taking some of your questions, but it's very simple. Whether you're listening live or on the archive, just go to the Gospel Revolution website, which is www.gospelrevolution.com. Click on donations. Please make a donation. And then email us, regardless if you're listening live or archived, email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com and let us know what you did or what you plan on doing in the future pledge. Excuse me. You can send a check. In the United States, it's tax deductible. Just make it out to MWM, P.O. Box 572, Olney, Illinois. That's O-L-N-E-Y, Illinois 62450. But please email us. Yes. And let us know what you did so that we can count it towards the goal. And we have John who donated $10 from Claremore, Oklahoma. And yeah. Thank you very much, John, for doing that. All right, so we're down to $723 this evening. And we're going to be on this for 3 weeks. This is the first week. We have got to do this. We have no alternative but to do this. It's a shame that this is not free, but freedom isn't free. And you people have described to us in no uncertain terms what this message has done for you and those that you love and those that you care about and your relationships. And we've been here, frankly, year after year and now on the webcast, week after week, providing this information, pushing this message forward. We need your help. There's no other way to say it. This is a non-for-profit effort. Whether you are listening to public radio, watching public television, donating to the Red Cross or United Way, everybody needs funds to operate, and we are in a situation that could not be understated by saying or overstated by saying it's a financial crisis. We need your help. We're taking calls tonight also at 813-425-5773. We'll take your questions. We'll take your donations. We'll take your future pledges. If you give $100 or more, you can get yourself the new teaching CD, and everything's gone digital now. David Manley in Michigan doing a great job duplicating and getting these out. The new teaching CD, Attaining Perfection, will be yours as our thank you gift.
Amazing new teaching, too.
And very soon we'll have some snippets online from the new teaching series, and we'll let you know about that. Speaking of online, as you go to the Gospel Revolution website, you will see pictures from Mike's recent trips to Halifax, Nova Scotia. And we want to say hello to all the folks listening into Canada tonight.
Yes.
But our next question, Michael, comes from across the pond. This is Paul writing from the UK. And he was, can you advise me what it means to ask for something? That's a pretty bad British accent, isn't it?
Is that what that was?
It was an attempt. Can you advise what it means to ask for something in the name of Jesus? In John 14, verse 13, states that God will do anything we ask in Jesus' name. What do you think about that, Michael?
It don't work.
And why not?
I don't know. But I think it is much more reasonable to accept the fact that no human being has lived that type of life where they ask anything. So I would rather tell you that I'm devoid of revelation about it or tell you that that's a part of the before the cross definition of prayer. I really, honest to God, Glenn, I'd have to tell you I don't know. The only thing that I do know for sure is it don't work. If it did, we wouldn't be doing this tonight.
Right, exactly.
It just wouldn't. And
well, why does it seem to work for people that were in a position like you used to be in the leadership of the evangelical Christian community when they say, look at how I've prospered. All you've got to do is give this gift in the name of Jesus, and it will open up 100-fold. You give $100, you get $1,000.
Absolutely, and it does work when you have 5,000 people to tell what you did, and they can be a part of God's plan by giving money to you. But if you are if you're in your bedroom, and let me tell you something, I'm not telling you that God cannot do things to help. I'm telling you what is obvious, what every human being knows who has an ounce or a degree of honesty in them, it don't work. You can ask for anything that you want and it will be done. I have to tell you, there's something that no one understands about that, or because even the people who preach it, they don't get everything that they pray for and that they ask for.
Right.
So, you know, I would love to come up with some great revelation for you, but I don't have one pertaining to that. The revelation is about the gospel. And the fact of it is that we have been empowered with freedom, freedom from guilt and shame in relationship to God, and we have been freed from any dread of punishment or retaliation from God also. We have been freed from any system that tells us if we do something a certain way that we will be rewarded, or if we do something the wrong way, we're going to be punished.
Right.
That is the gospel. And, you know, let me tell you something. Do you know how good it feels to say, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
and be confident about it? I don't know, but the thing of it is nobody else on planet Earth can tell you what that means. Not in the aspect, not in the understanding that people take it as, that of a literal, ask anything that you want and it will be done. Now, what happens, though, in the church, now, there may be people offended by what I've said, but I remember teaching it, and I remember teaching the verse, and then when it didn't happen, then it was, well, you didn't ask in the name of Jesus only. Well, you didn't ask, you ask amiss that you might consume it upon your lust. You ask, but you were in sin. You ask, but you and your mate were in disagreement. You ask and prayed, but God couldn't hear you because you're not tithing. You ask, and Jesus couldn't do it because. Just like our friend who was the big giving guy, and he taught that, and he, goodness, I can't think of his name now. I hope you can.
Kenneth Copeland?
No.
Creflo Dollar?
No. He was, anyway.
Wait. Who was it?
I can't think of the name right now. Anyway, he was the one that after he preached on this for several years and told everybody that it works.
Robert Tilton.
Nope.
Oh.
And then he,
it's evangelical Christian trivia tonight.
And then he came out with a book of 25 reasons why it don't work.
Oh, that was that. Was that?
Holy God, that's what he said. All the time.
That wasn't the guy that said 88 reasons why Jesus was coming back in 88.
No, not the same one. But anyway, the guy's name escapes me just now. But he's on TBN all the time and has the Pentecostal hairdo and everything. But anyway, I don't know.
All right. Well, we're gonna just take a break here. We'll get back to that momentarily because we have Cookie online who has donated $200 tonight.
Awesome.
And Cookie, say hello to Mike Williams. This is Glenn Klein. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Doing wonderfully.
Hey, Cookie.
Good. I can barely hear you.
Well, you gotta turn down your computer in the background there.
Okay, just a minute.
Well, we'll wait for that $200 donation. See, we're on a little bit of a delay.
Yes.
Not because we're concerned about you cursing, Cookie.
You guys are having far too much fun.
Oh, yeah. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Castor, Alberta, Canada.
Oh,
I'm
my
way
goodness.
Up in the frozen north.
Oh, you are. Well, we don't have to go too far to be frozen with you here in the good old U.S. But
you
thank
know what?
You for calling.
I just can't hear you.
You still can't hear us?
No.
Well, why are you saying no?
Cookie, do you have a question or something that you'd like to say to Mike tonight?
Well, I would just, first of all, I'd like to say sorry, Mike, for not letting the heart being shown in a real way.
Oh, Cookie, thank
and
you.
Just to thank you so much for changing our lives and our family, our kids, and just really showing us the true meaning of the gospel. And I don't suppose you would remember, but we were in Lethbridge and met you in little house meetings, and we went to one of your conferences, and yes. Just...
Oh, my, do I ever remember the Lethbridge days. Oh, my goodness. Yes. No, you know, Lethbridge is that's the place where we had the gentleman who was coming around to save all of the guys who were listening to my tapes on Monday or Tuesday night. It was a group of seniors there.
Yes.
And remember the gentleman from the Zulu tribe in Africa who was in Canada, and he came there to try to save these people from this horrible teaching that the pastors were. Do you remember that?
I do so.
Well, do you remember that that man came and sat in on those sessions for 4 weeks to listen to this so that he could save these the seniors there from a fate worse than hell by listening to this horrible man, according to the pastors in town. And that man raised his hand on the fourth meeting and told the seniors there, thanked them, because had they not allowed him to sit in and listen to those teachings on every Tuesday, he would have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. What we did not know, was that that man was going to China and working there and carried all of my tapes into communist China and had them translated into Chinese.
Look at that.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes.
That's neat.
Yes, it was.
Gosh, I wish I could hear you better, but I can hear you better online.
Yeah, well, go back online, Cookie, and thank you so much for your donation tonight. We really appreciate it.
And thank you, guys, and keep having fun, and we're having fun up here with you.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
All right, so that's Cookie, who has donated $200 tonight to the Gospel Revolution Winter Pledge Drive. Our goal tonight, $833, as we attempt to reach $2,500 in the next 21 days. That gets us down to 523, Michael.
My goodness.
And we got another donation in from also Canada, Prince George, British Columbia.
Yes.
This is Ken with a $100 donation.
Oh, thank you, Ken.
So that takes us down to 423. We're getting there already, ladies and gentlemen. We're only 40 minutes into this thing. We're spending an extra half an hour with you as well tonight, and we really appreciate it. What we're asking people to do, whether they're listening live or on the archive, is to go to the website at www.gospelrevolution.com and make a donation. Just click on donation, $100 or more, and you'll get the Attaining Perfection, the new teaching CD, as our thank you to you. But as we've been making the case as we go along this evening, the bottom line is that we need your financial help. And Michael, it's very, very reassuring to have such a quick response from folks, and we need your help. We're also, just like Cookie just called in from Canada, we can take your calls. Our producer and engineer extraordinaire and our call screener, Patrick L. Jones, is waiting for your call now. The line is open at 813-425-5773. That's 813-425-5773. Make a donation. Call Mike with your question or comment. Michael, this question comes from Robert in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He says, "Dear Mike, does the Bible teach of a literal heaven or paradise where the spirits of humanity enter upon their physical extinction? If so, can you reference some passage to support this concept?"
Well, I think when we say a literal, we think of something physical. Do I believe there is a physical place like there is a physical earth? I don't think that it is physical, because we leave our physical bodies when we leave here, obviously. But you see, because of the teaching of the resurrection of physical bodies, we've had to create the life that comes after this one into a physical thing also. Goodness, here we go. I could just teach on this all night, because there is no teaching in the Bible of a resurrection of a physical body. The resurrection of the physical body was the body of Jesus Christ, and this is taught in Corinthians chapter 15, and that we were raised together with him, and that resurrection has been very powerful. Now, I would never ever go into serious debate with anyone about whether or not there would be a physical resurrection or not, But the fact of it is that the more I understood the gospel, the less the actual physicalness of anything after the resurrection of Jesus Christ became less and less important. So on the issue of heaven, do I believe it's literal? I believe it's literal in the fact that that I believe that life continues. Do I understand it? No. I wouldn't even try to take you into Bible verses about it, because this is a persuasion that for me, again, whatever we have been redeemed from and to, that is the emphasis of this gospel. What the next life is going to be like, let me be the first to tell you, I don't have a clue as to what that is going to be like, except that it will be in the presence of God. So other than that, yes, there is a place called in the presence of God. Now, how you determine that to be literal or not, I certainly do not believe it is a physical locale, as we describe physical in things that pertain to space and time here on earth.
Amen. Well, that is a very straightforward and honest explanation. There is apparently something that happens when the physical body is done working.
Absolutely.
And we believe that whatever is out there, that all people share in an eternal peace with God. That's the gospel. This is Glenn Klein Online. You're listening to the Winter Pledge Drive of the Gospel Revolution. Mike, we just had another $100 contribution come in.
My goodness.
From Mike Bryant in Calgary, Canada, stepping up to the plate tonight.
Mike, thank you.
He said, hey, Mike, I send $100 with more to follow. I see this as a duty. He says, I've received immense contributions to all of my life due to your ministry. This is meager in comparison. Thank you so much, Mike. And Mike Bryant in Calgary, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike, yes.
That takes us to our goal. We're only $173 away from our goal. We'll be happy to. You know what? If we hit $2,500 tonight, we'll go right back to the normal teaching that we normally do. Here's another $100 coming in from Val from Alaska.
From Alaska.
He says, hey, you guys, I just gave a $100 donation. I've been listening to your teachings for a few years. Wonderful. Much love from Alaska on Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
That takes us down to $73.
My. Now, who will get the privilege of doing the $73 tonight?
To take us over the top. We have a $150 donation that came in earlier from Chris and Alexa Myers. And I believe they were writing from Augusta, Georgia, because they mentioned that they've seen you there, Mike, a number of times.
Yes, yes.
And they have a question. They want to get together with like-minded believers. This is something that we've endeavored to do, and quite frankly, folks, everything that we're doing is being limited by a lack of funds. That's why we're doing this, because we've got this GRIP program. If you go on the website, you can click on, and we have the thing started, but it's just a question of time and money. The people are donating their time, but there is only so much time that people who have other jobs are able to give to coordinate other people. Yes. But this is one of the beautiful things, Michael, about the webcast, is that we have people listening tonight from all over the world that are like-minded, that can communicate via the email address at webcast@gospelrevolution, that tonight at least, we'd love to have many phone lines. You could call every weekend. Normally, Mike is not in studio. He's wherever he's at, and he just happened to be in Florida where our studios are, and to be able to be here the last few weeks. But it'd be great, Michael, wouldn't it, to have 3-4 phone lines and people being able to call in?
Oh,
but it
goodness.
All
yes.
takes cash.
Yes.
We need some money. And so go to www.gospelrevolution.com, click on the donations. Please make your best donation. For $100 or more, you can receive a free CD, The New Teaching of Attaining Perfection. And or you can, and please email us too, by the way, and let us know that you did that so that we can take our goal down, as we are down now to $73. Let us know by emailing us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com what you did, how you did it, and where you are listening from. And so what do you say to Chris and Alexa, Michael, about getting with folks who are like-minded?
Well, you know, again, there is the website. We try our best to put people in contact with others. We do have people scattered out all over the place, and especially in Georgia, we have a lot of people, but all of these people are, they're not connected to other people. And one of the suggestions, which I, you know, this is the thing, my life is committed to this gospel. I was talking to a good friend of mine yesterday about the issue of passion, and he was trying to figure out what to do with his life. He was trying to figure out several things, very legitimate things, and the only thing that I could compare it to, he was trying to figure out his passion. So I explained to him my issue with the gospel, and I said, your passion is what you give everything to. Your passion is what, there is no demand that's too great on your life to follow that passion. Your passion can either drive you broke or make you rich. You know, a lot of times people would like to tell you that following your passion will always make you wealthy, but this is a fact. Following your passion could make you broke.
Right.
But the issue is to say to you that this is something I don't have to prove to people or anybody else what my passion is, because I've gone to the depths of financial despair in pursuing the blessed right that I have to share this gospel and the gift that is inside of me to be able to communicate it in a way by whatever means it's there. I don't care. I just know it's there. And I know that sharing it is the most powerful thing that I can do. So what I want to say to Chris is that, you know, hey, you know, let's set up a meeting in your house.
Yes, and that's a great point. And we're going to come back to that point, but we've got a donation online right now on the phone from Sebring, Florida. Sperry has donated $25 tonight. It's got our goal to $48. Sperry, how are you tonight?
Oh, well, hello, Glenn. How are you doing?
I've been doing wonderfully. Thank you for caring enough to ask.
I got to turn my phone up a little because you're a little dim there.
It might be more than one way.
Excuse me?
Go ahead, Sperry.
I just wanted to make a comment to you and Mike, but as far as the financial things, I can really relate to how he's feeling there. I know that doesn't always help. But I wanted to say that the first time that I ever heard Mike was God was taking me out of this law-based stuff, showing me about Moses and the whole deal. And I've never heard of Mike. And I was talking to this fellow who went to a church I went to, and I was telling him some stuff that I was seeing. And he said, you know, I got a tape you might be interested in. So he hands me this tape of Mike, and it was not to do with tithing. I actually forgot what it was to do with, but on that tape, he went into it for about 5 or 10 minutes. And that very little bit was enough for God. It just made it so clear to me. It was an immediate thing that I realized about that fact about the tithing. Well, then that just led me further in. And, of course, we were over in your house, Glenn.
Yes, I remember.
When he did that born again and the three-tape thing. And we were already starting to see all of that. And it was just amazing how that we were present there at the time Mike did that. And how that we had already started seeing that. It was just, you know, like confirmation. And it's a very important ministry. And I know that sometimes people are apt to be coming out of this. I mean, I'm not judging. I'm just saying. I know the experiences were all similar but different.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that coming out of these things and we realize, oh, man, that's all law. It's, you start realizing the freedom. And I even had a fellow one time when he started seeing it. It's like he said, well, we don't even have to give. I says, no, you're missing the whole point. It's not the idea. The idea is you give out of your heart, like Paul said. So anyhow, I won't get in a long, drawn-off thing. I can do that easily. But there's no question that when people are being touched, but I support ministries, and I went through a divorce, so I don't have much money, but I still give. I could pull back, but I give by my heart, and it's so important to get these type of messages out because they're very real and they're coming from God and he wants to put it out to the people so that they can see this. There's so many people out there, they got questions.
Yes.
And they're just like I was, and here this guy puts a tape in my hand right away. And it's just, It's a very important thing.
Well, Sperry, we cannot thank you enough for your donation. And go back online and listen to the rest of the webcast, and it's great to hear from you. Good night now. Now that phone line is open, ladies and gentlemen. That was Sperry from Sebring, Florida. Remember, Michael, in my living room with about a half a dozen people, including Sperry and apparently his ex-wife now, we all can relate to that, or a lot of us can. Michael did the teaching, the Redemption of the World Series. It was three tapes. That teaching that was done in my living room has gone all over the world. And we were talking right before Sperry came on to make his donation about how easy it is to have you come to the area. There's a whole section on the website at www.gospelrevolution.com. You just click on Invite Mike. And basically, Michael, what happens is people bring you in for your expenses.
Yes.
And then you get to record whatever is in your heart to share.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
This is where the series come from.
Right, and we now have this seamless system now from the recording of me sitting, whether it's with one or two people or 5,000, it's regardless of that, we get these valuable recordings that now we have a seamless system from there right straight to the CDs being duplicated, printed, and packaged. And again, thanks to David Manley and also Randy French, who is also up in Michigan. We got two great people there in Michigan. One that, my goodness, this man's life was profoundly affected, and he does my videos up there now. I go up, and my goodness, the effort he puts into, he has a full stage production. He does work for major bands all the way across the nation. And here I am. I mean, he's doing all of this, and he normally charges thousands of dollars for this, and he's doing it for you.
Yes.
He's doing it for you and for me and the entire world. He's doing this free. David Manley is putting in his time free. And all of these things. I mean, you know, I want these people all to be able to have remuneration for their efforts also. But no, it's that is true. Just to sit and to be able to record this in a small gathering can create a tremendous amount of impact. Number one in the world. It's just like the series that we did in your house was translated into Chinese and taken into Communist China.
Yeah,
and we have no clue where that spread to or what the effect is that it's having.
But we are very much convinced, as Pep was talking about earlier, that this is the message that is needed in the earth. We're not being naive to think that something's going to happen overnight. But when you see what's happening on the planet right now, when you know the history of the human race, and that most of the devastation and most of the wars have been religious wars because somebody thought they were better off with God than somebody else, you could understand how this message, as it permeates people's hearts and minds, could have a profound impact on the planet. But the bottom line is, it has had a profound impact on you. That's why you're listening, and that's why we are asking, because it is logical and it is fair, to be quite frank and honest with you, to ask for something in return for that which was delivered. And we need your help. That's why we're doing this Winter Pledge Drive. Whether you're listening live right now on Valentine's evening or on the archive, all we're asking you to do is simply go to the website at gospelrevolution.com, click on donations, do your best for $100 or more. That'll qualify you to get our thank you gift, which is the new teaching CD, Attaining Perfection. And then simply email us, whether you're listening live or on archive, so that we can count this towards our $2,500 goal. The email address is webcast@gospelrevolution.com. webcast@gospelrevolution.com. And right before you jump in, Mike, we only have $48 left. We're trying to get $833. We've got 30 minutes. We're extending the webcast to 90 minutes. Email us and let us know that you've donated, and let's get to that $833 goal.
One of the things, we've mentioned a lot of people, but one of the people that we rarely talk about because we're always talking together, and that is Glenn Klein. Folks, let me tell you what happened here in Tampa. Glenn Klein was pastoring a church here in this city. And how many ever many years ago it was, Glenn Klein, as a pastor, invited me here to speak to his church. Full worship and praise band. I mean, you know, all of the people doing all of their things. And Glenn was pastoring a church. Glenn is a Jewish man who converted to Christianity and became a believer in Jesus Christ several years ago. So here he is. He's come into the world as a Jewish man, was taught these things. He became a believer in Jesus, and only he could explain the impact that that had in his family. And then he invites me in to speak in his church. A man married and five kids, and is that right? Five or six?
It was five at the time, it's six now.
That's right, okay. And here, I mean, my goodness, he invites me in. I begin to share. The worship band gets up. I mean, they get the people playing the guitars and
the tambourines
and the singers, and they did such a magnificent job. And as a result of me being there, within not too long of a time after that, the church closed. It closed. Now listen, folks. This has happened to me. People said, the pastors started calling each other, you need to not have make sure you don't have Mike Williams in because he'll close down your church. Guilty. I'm sitting here with a man, but this man loves me. I closed his church down.
That's why I love you so. Give me the biggest favor in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, the problem was I was so convinced of the gospel that after you came and visited, week after week after week after week, that's all that I would share. I would share Christ and Christ crucified. And they're like, all right, we get it already. Let's move on.
And remember all the phone calls. We stayed on the phone all the time. And Glenn asking questions and the understanding he was getting, he would share with me. And so we've been doing that now for all of these years.
Yeah, and it's you talk about a passion. This is my passion. This is not how I make my living. The amount of time and energy and money that I've spent in the gospel, I could never equal the amount of freedom and blessing that has been to me and my family. Michael's gotten to know my wife and our six children.
Yeah.
They thank God so much for the freedom, the exodus from Egypt, if you will, that we experienced. And it, frankly, Sperry was talking about how somebody gave him a tape. Somebody gave me a tape, and I know who it was in Wisconsin. His name was Steve. And then it was on from there. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to produce quality teachings on CDs, on DVDs now. They didn't have that back in the day. And the online webcast so that more people can know that God loves them. If there's anything that people need to know on this Valentine's night, is that God loves them, regardless if they believe, regardless of what background they have, where they live, if they drink, smoke, chew, or hang around with girls that do. God loves them. And I'm so happy to report Canada is coming up big. Is it Dauphin, Manitoba, Mikey?
Dauphin, Manitoba? I have not heard of Dauphin.
D-A-U-P-H-I-N, Manitoba. Howard and Manda.
I've been in Winnipeg, not Dauphin.
Well, they have heard of you, and they say, hi, Mike and Glenn, just quick to let you know that we have made a $100 donation online towards your goal.
Oh, my goodness.
And they want to know, Michael, when are you coming back to Canada? We have enjoyed your sessions in both Calgary and Edmonton. The gospel has revolutionized us. When are you going back to Canada, Mikey?
When you invite me. But we are going back to Calgary. The Calgary meeting is the first weekend in May. I'll have to check. I think it's like the 5th and 6th, 4th and 5th, one of the two. Anyway, we start like on a Friday night and Saturday, and then we do a bit of meeting on Sunday also. But we'll be posting that on the website, and it will be at the Carriage House Inn, as it always is there in Calgary, Canada. So everybody that can come, and there's been some changes there in Calgary. And as far as the people who headed this up, I've not told anybody this. I kind of kept it in my own heart for several reasons, and it's the first time I've actually said anything about it. But the organization that was put together there to have me in is dissolving. And they will not be sponsoring my coming to Calgary again after this time. Now, these people have been tremendous to me, and they are personal friends. So don't think that there's something here that there is a problem. There isn't a problem. But we do need people to take this up in Calgary and in other parts of Canada to take over the responsibility of arranging the place. And yes, we need to keep coming back to Canada. Even though there's people that's moving on from the responsibilities they've had, doesn't mean that somebody else can't take it up.
Amen. I'm just taking another donation right now for another $100. This is from Chris and Lizzie Esmeyer in Butte, Montana.
Oh my God.
All the northern folks coming through tonight. They donated $100 tonight, which takes us into our goal for next week already. This is beautiful.
Oh, my.
We're $152 already into our goal for next week. What we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is we are trying our best to raise $2,500 in the next 21 days in the Gospel Revolution Winter Pledge Drive. Our goal tonight was $833, and we've met our goal, and we're so thankful, but we want to continue to encourage you to get us over the hump for next week. Whether you are listening live or via the archives, simply go to the Gospel Revolution website at www.gospelrevolution.com, click on the donation button, and then make your best donation. $100 or more will get you the free thank you gift, the CD teaching, Attaining Perfection. And then please email us, whether you're listening live or on the archive, email us and let us know that you did that so we can count that towards our goal. The email address is webcast@gospelrevolution.com, webcast@gospelrevolution.com. You also can send a check to Mike Williams Media, MWM, P.O. Box 572, P.O. Box 572, Olney, that's O-L-N-E-Y, Illinois, 62450. And Chris and Lizzie from Butte said that we gladly gave $100 to help. And they said, we love Gospel Logic and Gospel Revolution and you guys for all your work. Thank you, Lizzie and Chris.
That is
tremendous stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I have to admit, Glenn, I came in here tonight to do our broadcast. I almost didn't want to do this because I remember we opened the fortune cookie.
All right, hold on. Hold on for a second. I got the fortune cookie. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I
got
to get it.
So we were getting ready to come over here and do this, and it's like, oh, my God. But, you know, what if nobody calls? What if nobody – I have to admit to you, this was a faithless effort for me.
Well, you know, we did take a step of faith. We decided to do it. And then we were having Chinese dinner. We talked a lot about China tonight. We had Chinese food, and here was the fortune that we opened up. In great attempts, it is glorious even to fail. That was our fortune, ladies and gentlemen. In great attempts, it is glorious even to fail.
And you know, it is so gospel-like, you know, it really is, that failure, success, or failure just isn't the issue, because we've all won in Christ. But I came in here tonight kind of dreading doing this. I thought, you know, I'm kind of discouraged anyway, and get on here and nobody responds, you know, I just might drive right straight into the bay.
Well, you wouldn't be the first one to have done that, Michael, but this has been nothing but encouraging. And here we have again Donna Wine of Vernon, British Columbia, coming in for $100.
My goodness.
And thank you so much, Donna. And Mitch Wine, W-E-I-N, of Vernon, British Columbia, $100. He said, our entire family has been revolutionized by your liberating message of the gospel.
Oh, I remember Vernon, B.C. very well. My goodness, what an amazing event. Another church that we closed down.
You know, it's very Jesus-like to close churches down. If you remember, every time that he gathered a group, he'd say something wild, like, you want eternal life? Cut off your hands. Pluck out your eyes. Give everything away that you have to the poor. And they all left.
Yeah.
And finally, of course, the disciples are left with Jesus, and he so confidently says, you going too?
Yeah.
And their response was so profound. They didn't know what was going on. Clearly, they were confused. They all scattered on the day of the cross,
yeah.
Or as John called, the day of the Lord. But they said this, Michael, where are we going to go? You have the very words of life.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Well, and again, thank you guys for calling in from Vernon. You know, other than supporting the gospel, I'm telling you, I honestly, I'm fighting back tears right now. Thank you. My goodness, you know, it's been a very long journey, and you know, and a lot of this, maybe I just never have spoken out enough. You know, maybe I've not just told people. You know, this is where we are. This is what we need. This is not an effort that I can do by myself. I'm very willing to do the effort and the part that I am capable of doing. And you guys really have come through shining so brightly.
And thank you enough. This is the Winter Pledge Drive, Glenn Klein online, Michael Williams, The Gospel Revolution. We have a goal in the next 21 days. Of reaching $2,500.
Hey, we might as well switch that to the next 21 minutes.
Well, we've got a little under 20 minutes left on this edition of Glenn Klein Online. The phone number is available if you'd like to call, make a donation, and talk to Michael in person. The number is area code 813-425-5773. This will be, even though I said last week it was going to be, and then I corrected myself, this will be the last, regardless of you never know, Michael.
No,
but theoretically and logistically,
yes.
You need to be back in Illinois next week. And so this will be the last opportunity for a while that we'll have Mike live in studio. Therefore, opening up a phone line for you to call right now at 813-425-5773. 813-425-5773 to make a donation. To talk to Michael, you can go to the gospelrevolution.com website. Just click on donations, make a donation. $100 or more will get you a free thank you gift, which is the teaching series that Mike just did and that David Manley from Michigan is duplicating as we speak, pertaining or attaining perfection. What did I say? Attaining perfection. There you go.
You got it right eventually.
Yeah, clearly not. Have not attained that yet, except in the eyes of God. Our next question comes from Stacy from Winchester, Virginia. She says, I look forward to hearing you and Glenn each week. Could you comment on the beginning of the book of Acts, where the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples with the tongues of fire and the languages that broke out? This has been a classic scripture for a lot of the breakouts in this, quote, charismatic church. Also, what do you make of the big revivals like Azusa Street?
Mm.
Thanks, Stacy.
Yeah, good question. First off, dealing with the book of Acts. The book of Acts, if we went by experience, which book of Acts is a book of the experiences and the actions of the apostles, right, wrong, and indifferent. The Acts of the Apostles is not the Acts of God. It is the Acts of the Apostles, and I might also add their perceptions of those things which transpired are in the book of Acts. The book of Acts is not a book that you go into to find your doctrinal stance about anything. Your doctrinal stance, according to Jesus, the writers Peter, James, and John, Paul, all of them said, we get our doctrinal foundation from the scriptures, the law, the Psalms, and the prophets. Now, when the prophets spoke of, the disciples looked at that thing that happened in the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, and they said, this is that which was spoken by the prophets. However, that was their perception, the apostles' perception, that that was what was spoken of by the prophets. But do you know the prophets did not say the Holy Spirit was going to fall on a few in a house? Now, maybe it was symbolic, I don't know, but the fact of it is that the prophet that they quoted about that one incident, an isolated incident called the upper room, the prophet, if you read it for yourself, said, my spirit shall be poured out upon all flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have taken that, but you know that also says in the book of Acts that they offered animal sacrifices and required Paul to go through ritual cleansing and shave his head to go through all of that. And it's very clear that the apostles were still carrying out the position of the priesthood in throughout the book of Acts.
So do you think that what was recorded in the book of Acts as far as the quote-unquote day of Pentecost, by the way, Pentecost was a Jewish holiday, Shavuot.
Yes.
And this is where we get Pentecostal from. Do you think that resembled anything at all of what we saw at Azusa Street or what we experienced in the Word of Faith movement or what you see all over the place today? Was there anything like that going on there, or is it something completely different?
And here, this is my view having been involved. I don't think so. I don't believe that what we have experienced is a reflection of what that was. And this is the issue. When you have people who are desperate to identify spiritually with God and with a group, if they are void of the understanding of the gospel of peace and the gospel of grace, there can and will be any and all kinds of manifestations of external spirituality to give validation to spirituality. And this is where the sharing and the believing of the gospel saves so much grief. Now, let me tell you something, folks. I spoke in tongues more than you all. I had a commitment at one time in my life to say more words in tongues by the end of my life than I had spoken English words. And 3 hours a day praying in tongues. Did I have an experience? I had a profound experience. But the thing of it is, as I continued to learn the gospel, the less the issue of praying in tongues was something to my life. I can pray in tongues right now if I want to. But I don't anymore, because I don't get any validation of my spirituality from that.
All right, well, I have to admit that sometimes in the shower, I still pray in tongues.
And, yes.
You know why? Because I want to.
I don't know why.
And this is another time I speak in tongues. When I tell people my story, and oftentimes it will be in a tavern, and they will not be able to believe that I once was a fundamentalist Christian minister.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them I was a tongue talker. And I speak in tongues. I said, in fact, I could speak in tongues right now.
Yeah.
And I say, do you want to hear me? And I go to Boshinki Denamasandriya Varabashakatavarasit. I do it right, and it freaks the hell out of them. I mean, it really does, because they can't believe that somebody is relating to them so well who was there, the guy, just like the guys they see on television.
Right.
And I don't know what that is.
Yes.
What I compare, Michael, my religious experience to is like any other experience that I had in my life. I went through the whole LSD and doing peyote and hallucinogenics, and I had some very interesting experiences that I can't explain either, but I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. And that's how I am. Thank God that he's brought us to the place we're at right now and brought us through those things. But the bottom line is, we don't know what was happening in the Bible, and if you need any validation for what you're doing or what you're not doing from the book of Acts, you're in big trouble, because as you said, Michael, they were sacrificing animals, for God's sake. They were still sacrificing animals.
Yes.
And we know that during that period of time, the Apostle Paul, who ends up being the one that brings us this wonderful message in a concise way of the gospel of grace and peace, he recommended to Timothy to have the guy circumcised.
Absolutely.
You don't hear that much preaching about that anymore.
No, you don't. So, the book of Acts is just not a place where you get doctrine from. And a lot of people get confused because I teach a great deal. In fact, the vast majority of my teaching is out of the New Testament. But, you see, it's not the issue of whether or not the New Testament is or isn't anything. The issue is, does it agree with Scripture? Does it agree with the law, the Psalms, and the prophets? And anything, I wouldn't care. You know, we've got a quote from Marianne Williamson on our website.
Right.
And my goodness, we had Christians writing in and saying, oh my God, this woman doesn't believe even in Jesus. I was supporting you. And we actually lost support because we had a quote. But we teach and preach that even somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus, Jesus could use them.
Yes, and has.
And has. I mean, he's proven it time after time. So this wonderful quote, I still love the quote that we have in there, and I refuse to take it down because of the self-righteousness of those who have felt that they had to condemn what came from somebody's mouth who says they're not a believer in Jesus. It doesn't mean that what they say is wrong. In fact, I believe it was exactly right, and it's the reason we've kept it on the website this long. So when we talk to you about making a stand for the truth, there are things that I can quote to you in the New Testament that I can't find where the prophets foretold of something like that. I can show you in the New Testament about the requirements to believe to get to go to heaven. But I cannot show you where the prophets foretold of that. I can show you a lot of things. I can show you where Paul said that it was a shame for a man to have long hair, but I can't find where the prophets said that.
Right.
It's just so many things. But there are times when Paul, Peter, James, and John, there's even places in their teachings where that the prophets foretold of a conclusive work at the cross of Jesus Christ and an identity. And people think I don't like the book of James at all, but they're one of the strongest teachings I have on identity in Christ comes out of James chapter 2, or chapter 1. And this powerful understanding that says that we have this identity in Christ. Now, maybe James wasn't necessarily affording that to everyone, but it's the most powerful teaching in the Bible about identity and that we have the same identity that Christ has in the eyes of God. It's absolutely amazing. So,
and I think an important point is that we readily admit that we pick and choose what we are going to teach on, but we are one of the only ones that are teaching anything about Jesus Christ that admits we do what everybody else does anyway, but they just don't admit it. And when we say scriptures, we're not talking about the New Testament. And you got it, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get Mike's teaching on the scriptures. The scriptures, scripturally, are not the New Testament. They are the law, the Psalms, and the prophets. This is Glenn Klein Online. We've got about 10 more minutes left on this edition of the webcast. The Winter Pledge Drive is in full swing. You've got a few more minutes to get on the phone with Michael before he hits the road, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be on the phone, that very phone line, next week. At 813-425-5773. That's the number to call, 813-425-5773. Make a donation to the Winter Pledge Drive. We're trying to raise, and we will, in the name, we're gonna raise $2,500 in the next 21 days as we kick this effort into another gear. And we have a donation coming in from Don Hicks in Clovis, New Mexico, Michael. He just donated $100. He said, I wish I had a million for you, but maybe there will soon be enough of us to support you in a way that you are freed from these financial concerns. He says, I love you guys. Awesome. Keep up the message. Don Hicks in Clovis, New Mexico.
And Don, that's just it. If everybody did something, there would be, you got to understand how meagerly I personally live. You just got to understand that. That it would take so little if everybody did something, if we expressed our hearts by our pocketbook. My goodness, this struggle that I personally have to go through all the time. You know, we never speak a word of condemnation to anybody. And the only thing that I'm asking those that listen to this and have been blessed by it is just please don't by the lack of action condemn me to a life of a meager existence.
Wow. Yeah, I was talking, Michael, to somebody about this, and that's a good friend of ours, and they said, well, if Michael is living a meager existence, why doesn't he just get a job? And their response was, Michael has and is doing his job. We just haven't done ours. And that really settled the issue for me once and for all. How much more does this man have to do, ladies and gentlemen, to require us to step up and say, you know what, this service that you have provided, this teaching that you have delivered, could not have impacted my heart and mind any more than it has. And I am going to support it just like I would if I went to watch a movie or rent a video or went out for dinner with my family. Isn't it more important than that? And we're just being as absolutely blunt with you folks as we possibly could be. We've had a wonderful time tonight. But this effort, this gospel revolution, is going to go forward, and it's going to go forward a lot faster and a lot easier and with a lot less aggravation for Michael and his family. If everybody who's been impacted by this message will step up and do what the people have done tonight, we have a goal of $2,500 in the next 21 days. We've divided it over 3 webcasts. Many of you will be receiving a handwritten letter or a printed letter, if you will. This is not a lot of money, but we have to keep it up. We've got to continue to be able to give it $100 here, $100 there, and it does add up. It will make a dramatic difference to Michael and his family. If you're listening live, it's Wednesday night, Valentine's night. If you're listening on the archive, we need your help with this effort. Just go to the website, www.gospelrevolution.com, and click on donations. Please make your best donation there. You can put it on your credit card. For $100 or more, you will receive a complimentary teaching called Attaining Perfection. Pertaining Attention.
You need to write that down.
Attaining Perfection, which I clearly have not done yet. So, and then email us what you've done so we can count it towards our goal. The email address is webcast@gospelrevolution.com. webcast@gospelrevolution.com. We've extended to 90 minutes, and it's just about up. Michael, what a fantastic time we have had
so
tonight.
Encouraged.
I mean, we were sitting and having dinner, and the whole conversation, and this just shows you how men of great faith we are. We were talking about what if nobody calls, what if nobody writes. But you folks from all over the North American continent that have contributed tonight, and we know that people listening in other parts of the world are going to hear this appeal on archive and will also respond. You have made our evening. Thank you very, very much for participating. And Michael, you'll be back in the land of Lincoln.
I will.
Where the snow is high as
there.
Something. And I tell you, the state of Florida has been better off in the last month or so with your presence here. And thanks for coming in every Wednesday night and doing this. And this is encouraging. You got to admit that, my brother.
Oh my goodness, so encouraging. I really do appreciate everything that everyone has done. And we'll continue the effort. And I might say, you know, Glenn, that I think your resolve and mine both was, if nobody calls in, we'll just keep doing it.
That's exactly right. Obviously, we've made a decision, And with the help of Patrick Jones, our producer,
yay, Patrick.
And Tim Pruitt, our webmaster,
so many people,
and David Manley, our duplicator, and
Randy French,
our videographer, Hazel Williams, everybody up in Canada and across the globe. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll talk to you in 1 week's time. This is Glenn Klein Online. Shalom, everybody.